Still no word on what caused yesterday's massive Telstra outage. 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time yesterday, Telstra's 4G network faltered, cutting phone and internet services to an unknown but significant number of customers right across the country. Emergency calls were redirected, but the outage still caused panic and cost businesses money. So does it mean we should all go back to having landlines as a backup? At least one telecommunications expert says it wouldn't hurt. Eliza Borello reports.
Like many Telstra customers, when Perth businessman Nick Stanissis couldn't make calls or access his emails yesterday, he thought it was his phone that was the problem. He was supposed to be on a teleconference during what he now knows was a major national phone outage.
They were trying to ring me and I was trying to ring them, and I think they thought that, you know, maybe I just had my phone turned off, which isn't a good thing, obviously.
Nick Stanissis says he's complained to the Telecommunications Ombudsman about Telstra before and doesn't think the company takes customers' problems seriously enough.
A little bit like the banks. You know, the banks, you know, could get away with it because no one ever sort of called them out.
Several hours after the outage, Telstra said calls and data services had returned to normal levels and that it was deeply sorry for the interruption to services. But it is the latest in a series of problems Telstra customers have experienced. On the 1st of May, thousands couldn't make or receive calls for several hours. Telecommunications analyst Paul Budde believes yesterday's problems were likely caused by a software glitch or human error.
It reminds me of a year or 2 years ago when there were significant software problems in the Telstra system that caused ongoing problems with the telephone network. It looks like that this one is also a network-based problem.
Do you think that there's any suggestion this could be caused by some kind of hacking?
Of course, that's always possible, but, you know, it's more unlikely. You know, in 9 out of 10 situations like that, yeah, it is something internal.
In recent years, many Australians have done away with landline phones, but Paul Budde says yesterday's outage may prompt some to consider reinstalling them or having another backup mode of communication.
Last time it was the fixed network that went down. So, you know, it's in situations like that, you cannot just say one or the other. Yeah, but in emergency situations, having two separate sort of telecommunications facilities is obviously worthwhile having.
That's telecommunications analyst Paul Budde ending Eliza Borello's report. The Communications Minister, Mitch Fifield, asked Telstra for more information about the outage. Senator Fifield says Telstra has told his office the company is still trying to work out the cause of the problem.